In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. When our daughter, Keisha, was preparing to attend Rowan University, a few miles away from home, our weekly after-dinner discussion centered on the influences of classmates and new friends. Knowing that Mom and Dad won't always be around when she has to make decisions or take actions, we suggested that she should remember two things. Number one, what will Jesus do? And number two, what does the Bible say about that? Maybe some of you here with college age children have had a similar discussion. Does your child listen to those around her and follow their advice? That may be the dilemma. So in today's epistle from Romans chapter 12, verses 1 to 8, the Apostle Paul offers this suggestion. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. That's what I want to talk about this morning. Transformed life and how to get it. You see, when the Apostle Paul says, don't be conformed to this world, he is saying that believers in Jesus are to live their lives in the context of, quote, the age to come, unquote. Believers are not to live their lives according to the ways of the thinking and the practices of the people of this present age. That means people around them or their friends. Conformity is a type of social influence involving a change in belief or behavior in order to fit in with a group or go along with the people around you. For example, young people may be attracted to smoking and drinking alcohol because they see their friends engage in those habits. They conform to those habits because they want to fit in. We adults do the same. And I wonder if those who were involved in the insurrection at the Capitol on January 6, 2020, did exactly that. My friends, the truth is sometimes conformity can have deadly results. Yesterday, in Jacksonville, Florida, a young white man used a firearm painted with Nazi swastikas to fatally shoot three black people inside a Dollar General store in the predominantly black neighborhood. Sheriff T.K. Waters called the shooting, quote, racially motivated, adding that the shooter who killed himself hated black people. Last week, a 66-year-old mother of nine was shot and killed for displaying an LGBT rainbow pride flag in front of her own clothing store. The sheriff said the store owner, Lori Carlton of Cedar Glen, about 90 miles away from Los Angeles, was shot and killed after a man made disparaging comments about gays. You see, married for 28 years, the woman was not gay and did not identify as LGBTQ plus. Official said she spent time helping and advocating for everyone in the community. The sad truth, my friends, is that in the past several years, violence and hate crimes against LGBTQ plus and other minorities have been on the increase. This is happening despite laws and national efforts to combat discrimination and injustices. This weekend, the nation marks the 60th anniversary of the Civil Rights Movement, the Civil Rights March on Washington, where the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. gave that famous I Have a Dream speech. And the struggle for justice, equality, and freedom continues despite the growing number of conformists. You see, people conform to hate and evil because they want to fit in. Not so with those living a transformed life. The apostle says believers can live transformed life, but that this will not happen automatically. It will take the help of the Holy Spirit, because Christian living is a process of spiritual change. The apostle talks about the renewing of our mind, because the human mind is very important to discerning the will of God. You see, my friends, one's mind must be changed for spiritual growth. Our minds can be changed or renewed by hearing God's word regularly. If you only hear two sermons a year, then you cannot have the transformed life. There won't be enough of the word of God in you to renew your mind. You need to hear that word repeatedly, preached and taught on a weekly basis. The renewing of the mind is a cumulative effect of hearing the good news of the gospel. And change comes as the Spirit of God takes that word of God that which you have received and changes your thinking. And as your thinking changes, your behavior does the same thing too. We read in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, he said, it is the Spirit of God that takes that word of God and renews our minds and thereby transforms our actions. What does the transformed life look like? You want to know? It may be a life of service, serving others in the church and in the community. And the Apostle Paul reminds us that we have been given the gift of ministry to minister, which is diaconia. That word, my friends, translated is deacon. That's why I love being a deacon, to love and to serve. You see, the ministry of deacons began when the 12 disciples chose 7 other followers to take care of the widows in the churches, while the disciples then devoted more time to the word of God. So the transformed life is a life of service. And you cannot have a transformed life unless you love God and your neighbor. Paul talks a lot about love, the highest Christian virtue. While we are to do good to all, our love is especially to be seen in the church. We love others because our mind has been renewed. We serve the Lord as we love one another. And the transformed life is one that gives to the needs of others. Yes, my friends, that's why I love and I thank God for Kitchen of Hope. our outdoor ministry. The transformed life is one that blesses others, even those who persecute us. And so the Apostle Paul put it clearly this way in Romans. He says, do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge, says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. And in doing this, you will heap burning coal on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. That believers all say, amen.
Amen.
Amen.